in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Expectations that the bigger parties that had agreed were on course to remove the DA-led government. Initially, it appeared that they had agreed on how to lead the city. But with this new development, with a minority party leader coming out within the context whereby it's clearly a temporary arrangement, that is something that was not expected.
Democratic Alliance being seen as, you know, the future of governance, and, you know, they were able to secure Johannesburg with that coalition agreements. But how big is this dent to the Democratic Alliance prowess in future governance in the country?
I think that the DA has been quite struggling to consolidate its position in Gauteng, or one can say they have not done exceptionally well outside the Western Cape. And what we're seeing in Gauteng is a challenge that the party is facing, which has to do with how do they position themselves outside their comfort zone, work with other coalition partners in uncharted territory, and build a stable government. And even if the DA has got the reputation as a party that governs well, the reality is that you also need to have to build that political, that relationship with the voters to a point where you can consolidate.
Well, then it's showing the ANC, who's had dwindling support in metros, sort of reviving its power within those metros through coalition efforts, it seems.
I mean, I think it's an error to refer to what is happening as the ANC reviving its power, because that will entail there is a clear plan to do things differently and be able to build something that is clear. But if you look at what has happened, there is no clear plan. I mean, attempts have been made in Ekurhuleni before, where the ANC was behind an attempt to remove the DA-led council. We are now seeing in the city of Johannesburg, council has been collapsed, but there seem not to be clarity as to how the leadership is going to shape up, or who's going to take charge of leadership in the city. So is this a revival of power? No. I think it's a desperate attempt to try to clutch to whatever remains, whatever opportunity there are to be in power.
What tone is it setting for 2024? If we look at this as a microcosm, coalition governments seem to be the order of the day in South African politics, but also something that's really successful.
I think we are going to learn more about coalitions, and the reality is that not all coalitions are good for democracy, but the idea of coalition is always a good one for democracy.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.